You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. With me is a man who fights next weekend live on Triller. Joe Fournier takes on Raycon. Where did this beef start from, Joe, and how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good, thanks. He was basically in a cock block. I was in a restaurant in Miami, Kiki's on the River. And there was a girl staring over, kept staring. As I went to the bathroom, I said hello, started talking to her, and he just got annoyed about it. And I asked, is that your boy, your boyfriend? She's like, no. So I continued, got my phone, had to take her Instagram, and then he like pushed me. I nearly fell over, and then a little scuffle kicked off. And yeah, then it just escalated. I started getting like death threats from all these Colombian people because he's like a big reggaeton star from the same hometown as like Pablo Escobar. So I said, again, all these crazy. So I messaged him and I said, look, where I'm from, we just saw it. Just get in a ring. Let's just have a fight. You're one-on-one, not one-on-one. He was 20 of his boys. He swerved it. And then I posted that he swerved it because you can see on Instagram when someone reads your message. And then after that, I tagged him. He had to make a decision. So I actually had a different opponent. And then he spoke to the promoter and then he got on the fight against me.
Okay. Do you think she'll be watching next weekend?
I hope so. I hope she DMs me. Slide in, babes.
So, Joe, yeah, how is everything, though, in Miami? And also, since your link up with MTK, how's everything been? All good?
Mate, I'm telling you, they're an incredible, incredible management company. They're really... I think what's been great about them is they really make me feel like I'm a world champion. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter if you're signed with them, they treat you all the same, which is great. And so they're kind of like, don't worry about anything. This is your plan. They set a good plan out for me. They've supported me. I just did the Team Fournier merchandise with MTK. It's going to be getting sold on the website, which is pretty dope. I got the British flag on the back, so that's cool. And yeah, there's little things like that just make you feel like, oh yeah, the business, you know what I mean? And yeah, this fight came around on Triller. We're hoping to win in style in a week. Fight again. There's another Triller fight. Teofimo Lopez is fighting in Miami, and I'm in Miami, so I sort of put my hat in there, and I said, look, if I do well, do I get another chance? And they were like, look, win in style, and then we'll see. Because, you know, at the end of the day, Triller's a platform, a business platform, first and foremost. So it has to be exciting for them to put you on. Otherwise, they can get someone else, you know, interesting.
Well, they have got someone else interesting fighting on Triller next weekend. Of course, Jake Paul will share a bill with you. What do you think about Jake firstly fighting Ben Askren? So going into real combat sport here.
Look, I think that it's a great match up for Jake because Jake has the size, as you could see in the press conference, he's much bigger than him. Jake has a striking ability because he has trained with a great coach in BJ Flores. And he has pretty much boxed for 4 years now, right? So if you do anything for 4 years, you're going to be decent at it. So if he was to fight a boxer with the same experience, regardless of the size, he'd lose considerably badly. But in this, where the guy, if you look at Ben, he's never knocked anyone out. So he's not really a fighter. So it's actually a cool matchup because it gives the kudos for Jake that he's fighting a fighter, but he ain't really. He's a wrestler. You know what I'm saying? It's like skiing and snowboarding. Like, I can snowboard amazing. I can't ski, but it's both going down a mountain, you know? And you can be a good rugby player. It doesn't mean you're good at American football, right? You can be good at baseball. You're not good at cricket player. That's the kind of resemblances that I see. So a smart matchup. But I'm sure Ben isn't just going to roll over. He's still a fighter with a lot of combat experience. And I think it'll make an interesting bout. It was a good matchup.
So let me put this to you, Joe. You get the win next weekend. Jake Paul gets the win next weekend. Are you calling him out?
I think I've done it like 25 times this week. I think every other time I get interviewed, I say, Jake, fight me next, please. You know, it was weird because I met him in real life and he was like really polite and nice. And then behind my back, he started calling me an old man and talking shit and saying he put me in a coma. And that's what ruffled my feathers. Like, when I stood right next to you, you were like my best mate. And then you walk off and slag me off. So now I'm going to smack you. Like, in the ring or out the ring, I'm going to smack you. Do you know what I mean? You're just an idiot. So that made me really lose all kind of care about his opinion or what he likes. And, yeah, I won that fight because, for me, it's an easy fight, right? He's not. Let's just say, you know, there's a 14-year age gap. So I lost my virginity when he was minus one. He was a sperm. He wasn't even a sperm yet. So how can this little you talk to me about anything? You can't even be in the same room as me. You know what I'm saying? So just because of he has a great social media presence and he feels he can go and slag people like he slagged off Ireland. You know what I mean? He slagged off McGregor. He slags what goes around, Dylan Dennis. Slags off everyone, but I'm the one closest right now to actually put him in his place because, all right, he beats Ben. Who, where does he go? Connor ain't going to fight him. He's too small for Connor. He's already got his own priorities with the UFC. None of those other guys want to fight him because why? He's not really a fighter. Whereas I'm kind of on that hybrid, aren't I? I'm kind of like, you know, a bit of a, not a celebrity, but someone that's in the media and I can fight. So it's, and I'm on Triller as well. They're the same promoter and we're fighting the same night. So I'm the closest one to it. But yeah, he swerves me so hard because he just knows you'll just get cleaned out in two rounds.
You've got to stick it on him next weekend, surely, no?
Hard, bro, hard. Like, he just avoided me at a press conference. He just ran away, didn't even look in my direction. Like, pretend like I wasn't even there. And his coach is my, like, I love BJ. He's a great guy. He's a great coach as well. Like, that's the only good thing that Jake's done is he's hired BJ, who actually, from a technical boxing standpoint, is very good at teaching it. So I have no doubt that Jake's way better than everyone else thinks, relatively. Does that make sense?
Mm.
So if you get like Mark Zuckerberg to teach you how to use a computer, it's going to be different than just some random teacher in a school. Like, BJ is a great coach. He studies the game. He's knowledgeable. And he kind of is cool enough for Jake to respect him. So he's got a great team behind him. So he's definitely like, you know, call me in 5 years' time and say you got to fight Jake if he continues boxing. That might be a different story. I'm now 43. He's now 8 years into his career. Man, he's at his peak. I'm getting old. You know, things change. But right now, there's no chance he comes anywhere near tying up my shoelaces.
How many rounds did it take for you to stop him?
Two rounds. Okay. Just one, just because I want to hurt him a little bit. And the second one, just to finish off and get the TV time, baby.
Well, listen, Joe, I do appreciate your time all the way from Miami. This week, yeah. Best of luck for next week. And how many rounds is it scheduled for you and Raycon?
So me and Raycon, six rounds. I promised him he's going to pee blood for 2 weeks. And I just couldn't believe, actually, it was incredible. They announced that Justin Bieber's going to be singing on the show. So, you know, going from Hounslow, little immigrant working in Lahore Curry House for £1 an hour, 13, to now fighting on the Mercedes-Benz Arena with Justin Bieber is pretty dope, right? So these are the kind of dreams. When I started boxing, white collar, I was like, oh, can you imagine this? So it's been really a cool experience. And I said it earlier, I was like, when you fight on Triller, it is like winning the golden ticket because the hype, the razzmatazz, the interviews is crazy. I was on CNN earlier today. Imagine, like, little kid from Hounslow on CNN America. So it's been dope. And yeah, six rounds, but I'll be surprised if he gets past the first. I haven't drank in 3 months. I'm gasping for a good pint of Cronenberg.
Is it back to Dubai after Miami?
I'm going to go down. I think I'm either going to go to the Bahamas or Mexico because I'm going to wait close by in case they give me the fight in the Teofimo Lopez card. So hopefully MTK can work their magic and negotiate me on one back-to-back. If I win in style and I don't get any injuries.
Well, I'm sure it will go to plan and MTK can sort that for you. So listen, best of luck next weekend, Joe. And we'll have a talk on IFL soon, all right? Top man.
Appreciate it. All right, enjoy quarantine.
Cheers, bro. God bless.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.